Now, if a little child went to sleep and he was on the bed when he went to sleep, and then the next morning he found himself on the floor, he'd say, I must have
fell out of the bed.
Well, you're good. You're sharp. What would you call the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road?
Horse shoes.
And then the part of the feet that they nail those onto is the
hoof.
And now all four of those, you say you had four
nails.
But talking about each hoof, you say you had four
whole shoes.
And then they put the four shoes on the four
feet.
And then the part of the feet that they used would be the part, you say that they're saying, well, they nailed it onto the four feet.
On the four feet.
And then the part of the four feet was that they nailed it onto, that hard part.
Yeah, that's the hoof.
And all four of the hoofs would be the four
feet. Four something, I don't know.
Four hoofs. That's what, now, did you ever know people playing a game where they throw the shoes?
Horseshoes?
Yeah. What about the... Now, I don't know if you ever have seen any sheep. Do you know what they call a male sheep?
Wait a minute. Lamb and ram.
Ram, exactly. And what about a female sheep? A yo? A you?
Something, I don't know. You got me right there. I got a... You know, I've learned it lost and forgotten. It's because I don't have anybody to talk with.
Because these are things you don't think about much anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, well, some people call the females yous, and I think, and some people call them yos. You know, different people call them different
things. That's right. It's true, isn't it? Ram and the yos.
You've heard of that? Yeah, when you stop and think, then it'll come back.
That's
like,
right.
You know,
now, this stuff I've been asking you, I never had gone over it,
well,
but I knew it.
Yeah, you know it, but just things you haven't thought about.
That's right.
You're so wrong. Well, now, what do they raise sheep for?
I don't know what they raise for, because I wouldn't kill a lamb for nothing anymore.
Well, now, what do you call that stuff that they have on their back?
Well, raise them to get that wool, because I know where they used to go out in the country when we were small to go share the sheep and get that wool all together and ship it. And my grandmother used to get some of that wool and work it down, and she'd work it until she'd get the knitting with it. Yeah, that wool was worth money. I've got a wool blanket, and if I pick it up, it would fall to pieces right now. So, real wool.
Really? Real wool?
It's so old.
Yeah, it's so old. Oh.
It's handed down from one to the other.
Oh, that's nice. Now, talking about hogs, what would you call a male hog?
Call him a he male.
Did you ever hear it called a boar?
A boar, a boar, and he's been cut.
Oh, I see. That's the ones that have been cut. That's what they call it. What about when it's first born, what do they call a hog?
Pig.
And what about a female hog?
She's a sow pig. Sow.
What do you call them? See, the hairs that those hogs would have on their back.